Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Bianca Zietzman, and this is Swag Music, the podcast where I talk about some swag music. Before we get started, you are listening to Feeling Good by Nina Simone. Today, I'm actually going to be talking about the wonderful, inspirational Nina Simone. She worked her whole career to fight civil rights, and she conveys what it is like to be a black woman living in America. But before we get too deep into that, let's get into a little background information. Before she was Nina Simone, she was Eunice Kathleen Wayman. The book Princess Noir, The Tumultuous Reign of Nina Simone by Nadine Coedos explains that she was born on February 1, 1933 in Tryon, North Carolina, which is described as a town perched at the border between North and South Carolina on the south slope of the Blue Ridge Mountains, Coedos. She started playing piano when she was about 3 or 4. She started playing classical music at church, and a lady that her mother worked for and a music teacher heard Nina play and decided to give her piano lessons then and there. Nina Simone explains in a documentary named What Happened, Miss Simone, directed by Liz Garbus. She studied classical piano for 5 years after that. She studied to become the first black classical pianist in America, and that was all that was on her mind. After Nina Simone graduated from high school, a fund was created for her to go to Juilliard. She was there for a year and a half. Afterwards, she applied for a scholarship to Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, but got rejected. In the documentary, she says,
I knew I was good enough, but they turned me down. And it took me about 6 months to realize it was because I was black.
She says she never fully got over that jolt of racism at the time. She ran out of money and she had the realization she had to work, Garbus. This is where we get Eunice Kathleen Wayman turning into Nina Simone. She got a job in Atlantic City for the summer where she played piano at a club. She never sang before this job, but her boss told her she could either sing or be fired. For this, she got $90 a night, which is a pretty good deal. Roger Nupi, Nina's friend, explains in the documentary,
but since she didn't want her mother to know that she was playing the devil's music in bars, she changed her name.
Garbus. Her name actually has quite a bit of meaning. Nina means little one, and Simone comes from the French actress Simone Signore. She was lonely, but she needed money, so she continued to work. Garbus. In 1960, Simone was at Newport Jazz Festival, and people loved her. From there, her fame shot up, and people wanted her everywhere. After that, she started recording her music. A man named Andy Stroud saw Nina Simone at the nightclub and was introduced by a mutual friend. They fell in love and Andy quit his job to manage her. Andy set up an office, got a publicist, a record promotion man, a college radio promotion man, and a photographer. He helped her set off her career and make her feel less like she was floundering around. She finally had a purpose. Before we get into Nina Simone's civil rights journey, let's talk about her most popular song, Feeling Good.
And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
This song was first performed in public by Guyanese-British singer and actor Kai Grant in Nottingham on August 3, 1964, Wikipedia explains. This song is supposed to be a euphoric feeling, and her singing really brings that to your body. As you can hear, Miss Simone really knows how to control her voice. So many love this song, and it continues to live on. Michael Bublé, a very popular singer, did a cover of this song, and he truly does it justice, just like Nina Simone. Nina Simone's civil rights music started when the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama happened. She got angry and just started writing about it. This is where we get the song Mississippi Goddamn, which we are listening to right now.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn.
It shocked people and that was good. In the song, she says, I think every day is going to be my last. This lyric brings out the fear that she is feeling and shows it to the world. White people at the time didn't know the fear black people lived in, and Nina Simone wanted them to see it for the first time. It made her purpose to spread awareness. I've even stopped believing in prayer, Nina sings. This song shows the effects of racism on black people. To give up something you believe in because you are so scared is not okay in any way, and people didn't see that. The whole song brings awareness to what white people are doing to black people. The tone of singing is happy to keep people listening and interested. It almost distracts the audience from what she's talking to. Nina Simone inspired so many through how brave she was and her powerful messages. One amazing artist she inspired that you might know is Alicia Keys. Nina Simone has a strong voice and keeps great control. Miss Keys brings the same things to the table in her own way. Alicia Keys says on her blog, "She is an extremely special woman, one who I turn to time and time again as an example of breaking boundaries." Let's take a little listen to "If I Ain't Got You" by Alicia Keys. Some people live just to play the game. This song is one of my favorites by hers, and it's because she brings such emotion, just like Nina Simone. They're both extremely talented and have such powerful voices. Talking more about Nina Simone's voice and her civil rights journey, she never gave up. She worked and worked to express the pain and misery black men and women were and still are feeling with the racism that continues to spread through the generations. A poem that has almost exactly the ideas Miss Simone was trying to spread is called "Frederick Douglass" by Robert Hayden. The poem begins with, "When it is finally ours, this freedom, this liberty, this beautiful and terrible thing needful to a man as air." Right from the beginning, the poem says exactly what the problem is. They aren't sugarcoating it, and neither did Nina Simone. Both the poem and her music brings fear and realization to those who are oblivious. The poem continues with, "Beaten to his knees, exiled, visioning a world where none is lonely, none hunted, alien. The American dream is freedom and money, yet so many don't have this so-called freedom, and so people like Nina Simone and Robert Hayden bring it to people's attentions. They bring attention to that even if they aren't enslaved physically or getting beaten physically, they're still mentally enslaved and beaten by racism." Nina Simone made a huge impact in people's life. She worked hard for her place on this earth, and she left an imprint on America. Her music continues to amaze people's ears with her strong, gorgeous voice. Please go listen to more of her music, and I hope you've learned something interesting about Nina Simone that maybe you didn't already know. Stay swag and go listen to amazing people who make music on this earth. Bye!